You're listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrendas-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Friday, November 30th. Memories of socks for presents at Christmas might still haunt some of us, but in this current economic climate, practical gifts are sometimes necessary. The TAMU Lamar Bruni Vergara Planetarium is currently accepting donations of basic toiletries such as shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and soap for the Sacred Heart Children's Home. Gerardo Perez, director of the LBV Planetarium, said, "After talking to one of the nuns from Sacred Heart, I found out that even though the community has been very generous by giving the children lots of presents, they are in great need of basic toiletries." The LBV Planetarium and the South Texas Writing Project will host about 60 children from the Sacred Heart Children's Orphanage for a special presentation of The Muppet Christmas Carol and snacks next Friday, December 7th. These items are used on a daily basis, year-round, for children's hygiene, and any donations would help them greatly, stressed Perez. Anyone interested in donating may drop off items at the TAMU Lamar Bruni Vergara Science Center, room 301, or at Anthony J. and Georgia A. Pellegrino Hall, room 314. For more information, contact Perez at 956-326-2606 or email gaperez@tamu.edu. At the 10th Annual Pathways Student Research Symposium, hosted last month at Texas A&M University at Galveston, TAMU Junior Biology and Chemistry major Amanda Garza earned the top 1% award for her research in life science. Dr. Jeff Brown, TAMU Dean of Graduate Studies and Research, said, "Once again, we had a fabulous showing at the annual Pathways Conference. All of our student presenters did a fabulous job. The Pathways Student Research Symposium attracted more than 500 Texas A&M University System undergraduate, master's, and doctoral students. All presented their research with both oral and poster presentations. Participants included students, administrators, faculty, and staff from throughout the A&M system. TAMU was represented by 39 students, 16 undergraduate, 18 graduate, and 5 doctoral students. Garza's award-winning research was undertaken with her TAMU faculty advisor, Dr. Ruby Inalves, and looked at the potential of two South Texas tea leaf extracts in AIDS treatment. Described by Dr. Inalves as perseverant and self-disciplined, Garza plans to continue her research. For more information, contact the TAMU Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services at 956-326-2180 or email prmis@tamu.edu. And this weekend at the university, the sounds of the season, strummed by guitar strings, will once again fill the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall for the 11th Annual Guitarras de Navidad, Friday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m. This concert is free of charge and open to the public. Sponsored by the TAMU College of Arts and Sciences, Department of Fine and Performing Arts, and co-sponsored by the Women's City Club, Guitarras de Navidad will also feature Dr. Larissa Davis as guest artist. Also tonight, the perennial favorite Las Posadas returns to delight audiences tonight and tomorrow, December 1st at 7 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. Admission is $5 per person. Children 10 and younger and TAMU students with a valid student ID get in free. Las Posadas features the TAMU Ballet Folclórico Juvenil, and the TAMU Mariachi Internacional. For more information, call the College of Arts and Sciences Department of Fine and Performing Arts at 956-326-2787. And this Sunday, the Laredo Phil will present The Sounds of the Season at 3 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is $20 for adults and $15 for seniors. Students and children are welcome at no charge. The holiday concert will include bell ringing, sleigh bells, caroler singing, and the many traditions that go hand in hand with the season. Special pre-concert Christmas musical offerings by the Philharmonic Youth Orchestra will begin at 2:30 p.m. A brass quintet from TAMU will also perform carols in the CFPA lobby. Joining the Laredo Phil will be the TAMU Chamber Singers to lead caroling and perform John Rutter's magnificent Jesus Child and Handel's Hallelujah Chorus for Messiah. The United Methodist Church Memorial Bells will perform a unique work for handbell choir and orchestra, Joyous Noel. TAMU voice instructor Dana Crabtree will indulge jazz influences with reindeer rock. For more information, visit laredophil.com. And for more information on these stories, visit us online at tamu.edu, where you will also find our online calendar and our mobile app.